The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Go.
We're now recording.
If we do like a phone call, this one, I'll ring you. You're in the office and I'll ring you now. Okay, you ready?
Go on.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Is that Mike?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
It's John Kachagugu of Too Shy Eye to Eye Enterprises. How are you today, Mike?
I prefer to see you eye to eye, to be honest, John.
Well, I'd love to get in contact and see you eye to eye, but we're having a few problems. South Africa's gone tits. It looks like David has he's actually ripped one of his ass cheeks off using a pair of scissors. The whole deal's gone to shit, but we might be able to fix it on Thursday. Are you available for golf, Mike? It's just a strong intro.
It's a strong intro. I was going to say the same thing.
John Kachagugu, Hush Hush Eye to Eye Enterprises, straight in there. It gets the younger crowd in. They know the pop stars, you know?
Lamar Incorporated, as I call them.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I was just saying, just before you click record there and they do that brilliant intro, I can't think of another podcast I've ever been involved with where I can sit down, drink wine from a bottle and just make fart noises for an hour. It's so liberating, isn't it?
And the freedom... It really is fucking terrible.
It really is. It's such a low quality fucking pilot show.
I'm getting hot already. It's just a mishmash of complete shit, you know. You get these people doing fucking, I don't know, podcasts about car tires or, you know, buying a rug or, you know, something like that.
Every prick on their uncle does that, yeah.
It's absolute crap, you know. I'm into swimming outdoors, and I'm going swimming outdoors. Ooh, look at me! Yeah. You know what? Why? What's the point?
Yeah,
I mean, I want to get deep into this idea of pushing a rather sizable
real ale. Do you want to talk about real ale and fucking walking around the country? No, I don't want to talk about that. Fuck off!
No.
I got better things to do.
I want the real deal.
I always say I got better things to do, but I don't do anything better than that ever.
No, and that's the key to it. I think.
I'm sure there's better things I should do, but I don't actually do them.
What do you mean there's better things than talking about, you know, making a device to hurt your own bottom, farting, doing stupid voices? Perfect. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Just having a can of Heineken, we're really going
to
go for
this
week.
I just said to my missus, I've got to go, I'm working tonight. She said, making farting noises and talking about Duchovny is not work. That's what she said.
Well, you know, we're not getting paid for this, so in many ways she's right.
Doesn't have her ass and her elbow.
What are you talking about? That's not getting work. That's freaking work. Pulling your ass apart in front of a mirror is a hard goddamn job, kid.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, that's all there was, wasn't it? You know, back in the grandparents' day.
The 14th century.
Christ, you know, my granddad was pulling his ass apart at 14 years of age back in those days.
And look at your great grandparents, you know, pushing pebbles up there just to make a couple of bob. Unbelievable.
Yeah, just a couple of bob. On the old
graveling. That's what they used to call it. That's what they these days they will call, you know, if someone's, you know, if someone's a bit bit of a slime, they call them a groveling bastard. Whereas it's actually it's evolved from the term groveling bastard when people would place bits of pebbles, loose rock, dust from cement into the bottom, and the pain would be so great they'd roll around on the floor going, please, please, a penny for my anus, you know, and it would build from there.
Yeah.
I love this podcast.
That's good, though. It is good.
Fantastic.
What do you think of saying Chon on the Zencaster, not John?
Well, that actually goes back to the moderately successful Z-list pop group that I'm in. Chon Benoit Balls is one of my alter egos.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I also went to school with a young lad who couldn't say the J of John, and he used to call me Chon. Oh, okay. Right, Chon? Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
You know, so. Again, that's filled up 28 seconds or so.
Half a minute, virtually, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad. you know, the people
I went to school with a lad who used to try and pick himself up in a bag.
I have tried that with a rope. Standing on a rope. I guess he was inside the bag.
He used to stand in a kit bag and try to pick himself up. Yeah, he was called Mooncat. It wasn't his real name, but that was what we all called him.
Was he the lad who sang "It's the Yum Yum"? Mm.
No, that was Robert Dutton.
This is the Yum Yum.
Yeah, this is the Yum Yum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he was the lad who masturbated in science lessons.
There's always one, isn't there?
There's always.
We had a kid. Primary school used to expose his ball bag under the table.
Yeah. Sorry, John, I didn't know what you were saying. There's always a slight delay. Say that again.
Lad in primary school used to, during lunch, he would sit at the table whilst we're having sandwiches, and he, classic line, look at this. And he would just get the ball bag out and show us that. Nice. Moved on now, of course. I don't know where he is. He could be dead now.
That's Bishop of Canterbury now, isn't he?
Well, hang on a minute. I'm having some wind. I've just had that can of lager. Hang on.
Go on and have a little bit.
It's gone.
I'm drinking, like I said, as I mentioned, I'm drinking wine from the bottle.
Any reason tonight? Celebrating?
Not particularly. Because I can't usually do that when I work. I can't usually drink when I do other work.
Again, it looks
so
very
I don't
loose.
Have a lot of time. But with this, too. I can literally be paralytic. It would make no difference whatsoever to this fucking shit.
I mean, if anything, the sort of fart noises.
Oh, yeah.
The fart noises would be better. But, you know, that's what it's all about. Get yourself loose, free and easy on the highway of life. Really get those juices flowing. That's what it's all about. We'll do some voices in a bit.
We're doing it. Yeah, no rush. No, I
like to build up to it, you know. It's very much like using the toilet. You can't just go at any time of the day. Nothing will come out. You'll hemorrhage and there could be blood. Just let it build. Let it.
And a prolapse anus is a friend of no man, is it?
No. You don't want that. You don't even want like a partial lip coming out the side. Good friend of mine had terrible hemorrhoids.
Oh.
And he described, I said, you know, what's it like, your hemorrhoids? And all he did was he folded the top lip of his mouth over the bottom lip. And he said, it looks like that. And I knew straight away what he was
doing. Okay.
Yeah. What he's talking about. Yeah. He went to the doctors because he had stomach and anus problems.
Yeah.
And they paid a bit of money to put a camera in his bot, but also into his mouth. And obviously he was unconscious when they did it. But what was wonderful was when he was coming out of the process, he was lying on the bed and they were just removing the camera. And you know, when you're a bit woozy when you come out of it and he was going, I'm pooing myself. And they go, no, it's all right. We've done it now. It's finished. I pooed myself. Because he just had a VHS camera up his bottom and that would feel the same.
There is nothing worse though, like when, not this never happened to me, but when someone's fingering your bum.
Yeah.
When they take the finger out of your bum.
Yeah.
And this could be a doctor, it could be a priest, it doesn't matter who it is, but I mean, you do feel like you've pooed yourself, don't you?
If you're going to put something up your bottom, put something up there that doesn't come back out like a marble, because then once it's up there, it won't come back down again, so you're fine, you know. Get a bag of marbles. Get a rubber tube. Rubber tube, bag of marbles. One end in the mouth, the other end in the other mouth. Pop the marbles in and straight in. You're laughing.
What they call that, blow darts, like a blow.
Yeah.
Like blow football, except it's marbles and it's going up your anus, not a goal.
Yes. I used to have a theory as a child. You may be familiar with the tooth fairy. Obviously, it comes along at night. It takes your loose teeth, leaves a pound under the bed. I had a theory about the itchy bum theory, itchy bum fairy. Okay. What the itchy bum fairy used to do.
Not the sugar plum fairy.
No, this is the itchy bum fairy. More of a sort of scratchy blood bum fairy. When everyone's had a stingy ring, I don't care who you are, where you're from, you cannot deny it.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you're a prince or pauper. Everyone's had that.
Yeah. What I used to believe would happen would be a sort of a man in a sort of cloth sack, probably in his sort of late 60s, almost quite Lord of the Rings looking, would creep into your bedroom at night.
Or would it be more like... Was it Patrick Troughton in the Box of Delights?
Yes, Delights. There you go. Yeah? There you go. The shit box of delights, yeah. We can call it.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, the Patrick Troughton. Patrick Troughton from the shit box of delights.
In my shit box are such delights. Yeah. Again, the kids are younger because this was. I was a big fan of that when I was 11, 38 years ago.
The younger kids are going to go wild for this. The idea of Troughton comes into your bedroom. He takes the light bulb out of his socket, crushes some of the glass into a fine powder, then gets a metal tube, pops the glass in the tube, places it into the anus and blows it in. When you wake up the next day, stinging cut ring. Oh, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Nice. The mashed up ring.
My lovely wife just bought me in a lovely mug of coffee. Thank you, Cal. God bless you.
So you've got lovely a mixture person, of...
She's a lovely person.
Wine from the bottle and
drinking wine and coffee now, John. It's you've heard of Irish coffee,
yeah.
A little bit of whiskey in your coffee,
yeah.
I'm drinking French coffee, a cup of coffee with some white wine in it. Lovely.
The what was it going to say? Oh, the paranormal content is going AF as fuck this week.
Come on, tell me.
It's going right through the roof. Gonna save it. I don't want to peek too soon, but I've let's just say I've experienced something this week firsthand, and I'm really going through the roof with this. So let's just hold on for a bit.
Guess what I'm so chuffed at? I just Googled. I wasn't ignoring you. But
Can I have the guess?
Go on.
You went for a shit, and when you wiped, it was clean.
No.
Okay.
I Googled. Box of Delights, and it was Patrick Troughton. I wasn't imagining it.
Yeah, it was Troughton. Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
Troughton
was also responsible for scary,
though,
wasn't
it?
Well, the box
people
of delights,
turning into
box
rats
of delights.
And stuff. And...
Yeah, it's not natural, is it? Yeah. You wouldn't have that going on my neck of the woods.
No.
It's strictly business. Any old man that came around my neck of the woods, you know, we'd slash him, destroy him. I'm just going to hang on a minute.
Jesus. Okay. All right. Yeah. How is the inside of your stomach? Huh? What was that? That was some standard job.
Sorry about that. Sorry, I like to drink.
Spoiler alert on before that, was me.
I do enjoy a can of lager at high speed just before we begin the episode, and quite often it will build up.
You never can do.
Yeah, just to get the old juices flowing. It hasn't started yet. They will be flowing soon.
I'm having a lovely drop of white wine, yeah.
What flavour is the wine?
Big up my friend who makes Paso Primero white wine.
Lovely. I bet your mate what they actually do is just buy a bottle from Tesco and then pour it into another bottle. Sell it.
He might do that. But he seems like a nice fella, so I doubt it.
Oh, that's the thing. It could be deceptive.
Remember the French back in the day put in the old... they put antifreeze in wine. Remember the 80s?
Yes! God, how you talking? Well, I mean, the kids are going to love this. Brings me round to...
Yeah. Remember that? Great days.
Only Fools and Horses. Early 80s. Yeah. I mean, classic references. Yeah. Classic references.
Goose Green.
Mark Thatcher, Maggie Thatcher's son, getting lost driving a car through the desert. Again, the kids will go nuts for that.
Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of the country 30-odd years ago, been dead for ages. Her son.
Yeah.
Mark,
tried to. He got lost on the. Was it the Paris-Dakar rally?
Paris-Dakar rally, I believe. Yeah.
And then, of course, he tried to start a war. No, nothing at all. But it's great for the younger listeners. It's really strong. This
John, it fills the time, John.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing about you talk about the Thatchers. You know, divided, very much divided opinion, you know. So the best thing about a debate, of course, if you're doing a podcast and has to last a certain amount of time, debates, by their very nature, engender discussion, and discussion takes time, and time is very literally money, John, you know. So
literally. I mean, you look at someone like Thatcher. She was an incredibly powerful woman. Oh, she had the ability to invent soft scoop ice cream. She had a son that disappeared in a car during a rally. She refused to sit down during working hours. The woman would never sit down. For many years, people thought this was an incredibly strong work ethic that she tried to portray on the country, encouraging people to work, and make their own money, when in reality, she was suffering from a severe case of smashed-up shitbox syndrome after Patrick Troughton broke into her bedroom with a rubber pipe late one night, crushed a light bulb, and blew the glass deep into her anus. She was too ashamed to admit it, and indeed ended up dying because of a ruptured anus. Unbelievable for Maggie Thatcher.
And of course, Dennis took the secret to his grave.
It was very, very brave, to be fair,
Dennis, he died before, so...
It is incredibly brave, but he in fact took his own life because he was so ashamed of Thatcher's ring piece being mashed by the glass that was blown in by Patrick Troughton. He was so incredibly ashamed, he decided to cut his own nipples off and bled himself to death in the bath.
Well,
the thing about Troughton
was apolitical. He wasn't anti anybody particularly. He was very much a man of the world. He was a man of means. He was a man who liked to explore, Johnny, liked to experiment. And
indeed,
his particular peccadillo was crushed glass at the anus, you know. It was nothing to do with Thatcherism, nothing to do with capitalism. It was nothing to do with the Falklands conflict. It was purely because Troughton liked to do things differently, John.
Indeed, there was no reason to want to stop him doing it. In fact, when he played Doctor Who, the only reason he was taken off of the show was because of the fact that every time they shot an episode, he was taking down the lamps, the lighting, the light bulbs in the staff room, and smuggling them home for his own collection, which was not a problem until the BBC completely ran out of light bulbs and, of course, were plunged into darkness. Incredibly, they were all found inside Troughton's anus a few months later. They were returned with a letter of apology, but of course he could never play Doctor Who again.
It's incredibly sad. His bridges, John. I mean, you know, he moved on. Yeah, and people do move on. You know, your life is a series of events, a series of cause and effect. And of course, by doing that, then Troughton realized that it was time to move on, John. You know,
indeed.
He moved on from Doctor Who. And moved on to the boxed lights, and I don't know what else he did really. I mean, is he alive? I mean, is Trevor alive? I don't know.
There are rumors that he runs a skip hire company on the outskirts of Peterborough now, but people just don't like to delve too deeply into this man's. It was a very private life. Whereas you look at Tom Baker or Peter Davidson or any of the other characters who portrayed Doctor Who, they were very open about what they did with light bulbs and broken glass and rubber tubes. You see, incredible.
Yes, I just see that Troughton died in 1987, so...
Of course, for tax purposes he did, but we all know
of course, you can't be sued, of course, because dead men can't sue. That's the old saying.
Of course, we can say what we like about the family, but we also know that he does still live to this day and runs a very, very specialist company known as Pipe Rubber Tube Master. And if you do contact on the internet, he can feed... broken glass, pebbles, anything you like into the anus for a small fee. And he's doing quite well. So. Hot bitumen, £4.50 a go. Come on, roll up, pop it in, boys. Nice and hot. Tasty.
Lovely. Wonderful, wonderful. Great man, a great raconteur and a wonderful anus smith, if you will.
That's filled up, what, a good four minutes?
Two or three minutes, that was easy.
That's strong, that was. I should...
You got to bear in mind, John.
Yeah.
With this particular podcast, is the fucking low standard of listener that listens to this.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
They've got literally fuck all better to do. That's why they listen to it, so don't worry about it. You know...
No, not at all. I mean, it's just I'm hurt.
They're clag. They're clag. They're life's clag.
The scudge. Yeah. I mean, I'm more worried about filling up my own time because I've got an hour to kill. Mm. I want to make sure I'm doing something during that time. And I think that's only right. I will get around to doing some voices with you. You know, we've done some already, so we'll do some
voices afterwards. Yeah. We'll do the old fellas again because that's easy to do, isn't it, for us?
I like the old fellas, yeah. They go down
a tree. Good lads. Good couple of lads. We'll probably do some blokes in the Bronx talking about Johnny Wiseman at some point. We'll do, I'd imagine Steptoe and Son. And then we'll throw a couple in. Oh, no, we haven't done a little for a while. We'll bang that in. I'll do the Grand. I'll use the Grand.
Yeah, I love the Grand. Big fan of the Grand.
Yeah, she's great.
What else can we do in the meantime? Here you go.
The kids love this.
Oh, they go wild for it. Absolutely wild. Have you eaten anything today? That's a good topic. We could go into that. Here we go. What have you had to eat? This is a great topic. Yeah, here we go.
Great topic. This is going to go viral. This.
Yeah.
I had a mini pork pie.
Smash that like button straight in. Yeah.
Yeah, and then smash like and subscribe if you like people who have had four fish sticks as well today.
Get it. Four fish dicks.
Fish sticks. Or right, dicks, okay. If you've whatever.
Yeah.
Smash a like button if you like that. I had a bag of popcorn next to a hospital.
Wicked.
So if you like, smash like on that.
Smash a like that straight up.
I had some grapes that were left over in the back of the fridge.
Yeah. Subscribe to that.
And then I had some noodles with some stir fry. We didn't have any meat to go in there. So just noodles and stir fry. That was fucking disappointing.
Yeah. Smash and like, son. Smash
and like for that. And then I had a mull of fruit through corner with it.
Shall I do mine now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, please, yeah. And I watched Cool Runnings as well, of course.
Class. Good film. Yeah. So far today, I've smashed and liked a hot cup of coffee.
Hit that like button if you like that.
Hit that like button on that straight off. Subscribe to Two Bits of Toast with Peanut Butter, or I like to call it
Hashtag
Penis Butter.
Two Bits of Toast.
Straight off.
Penis Butter.
Midday
crunchy
then we
smooth.
Were... crunchy.
Crunchy. Hashtag smooth.
Hashtag crunchy. Straight in there midday, I was hitting up the high-def, full-length upload of a cup of soup, asparagus cup of soup, two bits of toast, mega lols.
No. Oh, good stuff. Yeah.
And then ended up the grand finale then. I subscribed to a defrosted chicken curry that I'd made the other day.
Fuck
and frozen
off.
The other half.
You couldn't make it up.
Fucking
off.
Straight off. You know.
Get off.
Bare skills, bruv.
You
Bare
had
skills.
A fucking chicken curry. My ass.
Oh, my days, bruv. You get me. I was like eating a curry and all that, you know? Like, he had the curry, you get me. But I was like frozen, right?
Eating it live.
You get me, bruv. Serious, you know? I was like eating that curry and all that, you know? Wicked, bruv.
Yeah. If I try and join in with this particular action, I'll just sound like a racist. So I'll let you get on with it.
Okay, yeah, we'll just
I'm
move
not
on
a racist. I'll end up doing a very bad Rastafarian and then no one's happy.
Yeah, you don't want to go too far with this. You know, that's what it's all about.
No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. I mean, that is my inner city London.
Just singing it in a straight manner turns you into a racist. There's no doubt of that.
Yeah, I just like the song.
It's a great song. I might go
feel
get another
the rhythm,
can.
Feel the ride, hold on tight, it's bobsled time. Cool Runnings. I was watching that today, loving life.
John Candy, of course.
Okay. Great.
Real name John Sweets, originally Canadian. changed his name for show business, but a wonderful man. Absolutely wonderful man. Very big lump of a man. I'm just going to get another can.
It's a big
lump. Do you mind if I go and get another can? Could you sort of sing?
No, we could do a pistol today. I'm getting quite merry now, but I've drank a half a bottle of white wine from the bottle.
Let's get loose and produce lads of Mountain Juice. Let's do it. Let me go and get my can now. You just sing for a bit. Do a Johnny Mathis.
I'm not doing another. I'm going to get a drink.
Let's go and get
drink. Some music in here a minute.
Reese, can you still hear us at the moment, Reese?
Reese, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay,
just make a noise or whistle for a bit while you're going to go and get a drink and John's getting a drink.
He was going to get drinks.
He's going to go and get drinks. Yeah. So could you just.
30 seconds max.
What prayers? Hang on, Reese. What prayers can you remember from school?
Do the Lord's Prayer.
I can barely. I'll try. Okay.
You try. Okay. I'll go get a can. Start now. Go. 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 Go.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will no. Thy will be hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy
kingdom come.
Will be done.
Have you done it? Is that it? Yeah.
On earth.
As it is in heaven. As it is in heaven.
Heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us our trespasses.
You trespass against us.
Trespassing, etc.
Lead us not into temptation.
Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
And then here we go.
Here we go.
If you're agnostic or an atheist or of another religion, that was not anything other than a filler, and yeah, got a quiet time for reflection.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I like to think. Let's just all get on.
Yeah, all have a good time.
And if we can bring people together, then brilliant. You know.
This is the best
every
podcast.
Every woman, every man, join the caravan.
Stand up. Wonderful. See? That's good.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Isn't it?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Are you having a straw with that wine today?
Well, I'm just about finishing this bottle now. Then I'm going to... I got gin and tonic in a can. I got I call them a Diane Abbott special.
Oh, classic. Go on, son.
Kids will be loving the Diane Abbott references on the tune.
Yeah, I mean that's a bit more modern, so they'll be on top of that, you know.
If you like Diane Abbott, smash like and subscribe.
Yeah, smash like and subscribe. If you dislike Diane Abbott, we're open to anyone here, whatever your politics, whatever your religious beliefs. Come on.
Smash like and subscribe.
Yeah. If you're just Googling Diane Abbott now, smash like and subscribe, then come back, tell us who she is, and then smash like and subscribe on top, you know? Great stuff.
Have we got a YouTube channel?
Reese, have we got a YouTube channel?
Every episode auto posts to YouTube. Every episode is available on YouTube. So if you like that.
Free, yeah.
Free, yeah.
No, they don't pay for this.
I give these press too much, to be honest.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Delete it all just out of spite.
I'll leave it on there now. Yeah, spite him. Fuck him. Yeah, spite him.
Wipe it. Just wipe it. It's a waste. It's just a waste of life, isn't it? You're sitting there listening to that.
I just make them all private.
Yeah.
Spite pod. Delete them all after the first like 10 minutes they go out.
Cool.
Just spite people.
Yeah. That's good, guys.
There we go.
I'm just getting into my second cam. The juices are going now. Like I said, paranormal as AF this week. We're really going for it.
I like it when I can't see you because you've got such pathetic, what's the word I'm looking for, Wi-Fi.
My computer Wi-Fi is terrible, yes.
But I just always see myself and no one else.
Well, I always enjoy the sort of,
I see you burping at a fucking black screen for an hour. Then I go back in the
office. I think it adds to the magic. You know, a lot of people might be driving cars now. They might be working in an office environment, you know, all that kind of thing. And this, just these two sort of severed voices floating around the headphones will help them.
It gives people some way. It's like a beacon, isn't it? It's like a beacon in the darkness sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. You know,
we're saving lives, John. That's what we're doing.
Of course, they're just holding out for that final 35 seconds of the show when we drop the paranormal as AF content on them. They'll be going nuts. They'll be going absolutely nuts. But
I've got all the paranormal shit lined up. Are you ready to go?
Are you ready to go on the paranormal as AF now?
Or? Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Hold on tight. It's paranormal time. And then we smash
straight in. Just straight in, sort of like a sort of dance hall.
Because at the beginning, they say they're going like Ein, zwei, drei. They're trying to copy the Swiss team, aren't they?
What? They on
the Jamaican way.
Cool what's running. It called? Yeah, I've never actually seen it.
You've never seen Cool Runnings?
Never seen it. I think they tried to show it to us in school on the last day. He just gave up on that, walked out.
Yeah. Of course, the original star, Johnny Weissmuller.
Don't talk to me about Weissmuller. That movie was a fucking... The whole damn movie had to be recast, reshot, the whole damn thing, all because of Weissmuller. You know why? Because he tried
Johnny Weissmuller looked like he was a Jamaican guy.
They tried everything.
Doesn't matter how much making he put on.
They said, Weissmuller, change the accent, change your clothes, change the way you walk. He said, I can't, it's racist. I said, wise motherfucker, do it anyway. Wise mother did it. He looked like a racist asshole. So you know what he did? He pushed the bobsleigh up his ass, set fire to the studio, and fucked off out of there. They never made another movie with him again.
They lost $1 million. Yeah.
It wasn't until John Candy turned up. Some kid called John Sweets, 18 years old, said he had an idea. To revamp this damn movie. Into the studio, this fat Canadian kid walks in, trousers round his ankles, broken glass up his ass. He looked like a fucking bum. He said, I got an idea. I'm going to revamp the whole damn movie. They laughed him into the fucking ground. 6 years later, the kid's a fucking millionaire. John Sweets was the greatest 18-year-old I ever met in my life.
Sweets,
he claimed he was Canadian. He claimed his real name was Candy. I got dirt on that bastard. His real name, John Sweets, the son of a bitch. He whipped off all of Weissmuller's movies, reinvented himself in the front row, and that was it. It was a way to the stars, kid. And that bastard left Weissmuller in the dirt, weeping like a bitch.
Any of these assholes talk about Uncle Buck? I remember the original, 1933, with Johnny Weissmuller, Uncle Buck. More like Uncle Fuck. The guy was a sex machine. The kids love that shit. That was triple X rated before there was such a rating. You couldn't put two guys in the same bed in Hollywood back in those days. You had to keep a foot on the floor in the sex scenes. Weissmuller didn't give a fuck. And okay, Uncle Fuck, he fucked everything. And I mean everything.
You ever hear of a movie called Canadian Bacon Kid? It goes back to the 80s. This fella, John Candy, I know him. His real name's Sweets, John Sweets, something like that. You know what he did? He ripped it straight out of Johnny Weissmuller's cold dead hand. Still hadn't even finished the script when he took it. That son of a bitch, he made over $200,000 a week off that movie. And you know what Weissmuller got? Skid marks in his pants and a pocket full of fuck all, buddy. It's getting warm. It's getting warm in here. Hey, kid, did I ever tell you about the time we released that movie Spaceballs? Bullshit to John Candy. He came in here calling himself John Sweets. That bitch stole it from Weissmuller. And you know where Weissmuller got it from? Freaking Duchovny.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh.
Just a few. Oosh. Oh. Well, that's a good 4.5.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, I've got to take my jumper off. Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't you even stop to me on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That movie was called Jungles, Monkeys, and Fuckles Up a Tree. You know where he got it from? He got it straight from John Weissmuller, that son of a bitch. He even stole his first name. He stole his first name. That was damn rude. He never made a penny off it either. He just lay on the floor outside the cinema begging for money. You know what they did? They pissed on him. They pissed all over his cock and balls and face and asshole and hair and his eyes and his mouth and his ears, all over the back of his pants and his shoes. He was covered in piss.
Oh, the fuck, you know.
Well, of course, that's Muller, I mean.
Yeah.
Of course, Müller was a.
Oh, it's a tough one today.
Yes, because of Weissmuller was an innovator, first and foremost, and very much at the vanguard, as it were, of the movie business in the 1930s and the late 20s, early 40s. And Weissmuller was, he had a gift for the humorous, he had a gift for the appeal of the everyman. Of course, when he made the original version of Uncle Buck, known as Uncle Fuck in the 30s, it was very much pushing boundaries. You know, Weissmuller was interested in the human condition, not just the boners and the vaginas, but very much the psyche, what made people tick, as it were. That side of Weissmuller often gets brushed over. They think of him as crass. They throw back the Tarzan material. They throw back his penchant for monkeys and for hard-ons. But Weissmuller was a thinker first and foremost. I mean, gets overlooked about Weissmuller.
He was an incredibly intelligent man, and a lot of people mistook him just for being a very good-looking movie actor with some strong ideas. For example, the original version of Spaceballs, Space Testicles, as it was known, was his idea. Absolutely fantastic. But outside of cinema, he did coat his own testicles in tinfoil, attach a firework, and attempt to fire his penis and balls into space. Of course, it didn't work. He lost one ball and nearly bled to death outside the House of Parliament. But what he did was groundbreaking. Groundbreaking.
He took a chance. Weissmuller took a chance. You know, you see these people. They often. You might sit there and ruminate. What would it be if I were to wrap my testicles in tinfoil and fire them at the moon? But you never actually follow through with it. Whereas Weissmuller was a doer. Not just a thinker, this was the beauty of Weissmuller.
I think we can all agree that Weissmuller was a splendid, splendid gentleman who was left behind with the advent of, obviously, colour film and the recorded voice.
Yes.
Bit of wind.
Yeah.
Bit of wind.
Well, of course, the thing about Weissmuller, when they brought in the colour film of the sort of 1940s and 50s, what people didn't realise is by some quirk of genetics or birth, Weissmuller actually was black and white. He was that colour in real... Oh, completely black and white. So when you saw Weissmuller in a colour film, be it in Technicolor or Technorama or Colorama or fuck a colour, whatever it was called in those days... Weissmuller looked as if he was in a black and white movie, and the executives wanted to show they were spending the money, and they thought they didn't want to be seen as cheaps or skinflints, and obviously there was a race to the top. So Weissmuller was sidelined because he was black and white. This was the great tragedy of Weissmuller.
If it had not been for the black and white shades of his skin, he would have lasted another 30, 40 years. But of course, then John Sweets, a.k.a. John Candy, came along, and he had already the benefit of being completely the natural colour of his environment. He had the hue of a fat, white Canadian gentleman.
Sweets was many things, of course, but the one thing Sweets was undoubtedly, indubitably so, was actual... human-coloured.
Indeed.
If Sweets wore a blue coat, it was blue. If Sweets wore a red hat, it was red. Weissmuller was not only black and white, but everything he wore became black and white. This was the great tragedy of Weissmuller. That and fucking monkeys.
Of course. And the thing is with John Sweets was he was 35, 40 years his senior. He came onto the scene. He saw what Weissmuller had done and he simply stole his work. And it did not go noticed until the late 1990s, by which point it was far too late for Wiseman to make a case, because by this point he was just a rotting pile of bones in the corner of a car park. It was just not possible for Wiseman to fight back. Sadly, now John Sveets, a.k.a. John Candy, has passed as well, and there is no one left to blame. There is no one left to blame but the cinema-going public. And they are all bastards. All of them. They deserve to be shot. That's great, because that's filled up.
What? That's filled loads at it.
Yeah.
I've had a can of G&T in that whole time.
I just like it when I get the sweat on, you know. That's,
oh, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like that.
That's key for me. What's it? Should we get Reese? Are you still there?
Is he there?
Yeah. Do you want to wrap and do another?
No.
I can keep on going, but I was just going to say, do you want to do another prayer? Do you want to just chuck any other prayers, you know?
Just say grace.
I didn't know that one.
What about, like, just say grace before?
Oh, grace. Yeah, say grace.
Give thanks for this podcast?
Yeah, there we go.
Do you know the lyrics to Enter Sandman? Enter Sandman by Metallica. Do you know that?
I don't.
I can find them.
Just what you can from memory. Just or do the riff from Enter the Sandman.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son.
Yeah.
To include everyone. Is it like that? Yeah.
Sleep with one eye open. You know that kind of thing.
That's it. Well, you've done it. Yeah. You've essentially done it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to do any paranormal stuff?
No.
Not
a major rush, is there?
What's a major rush? I mean,
we don't have to rush, but
we could either stop this one here, or do another one, or we just carry on and then just give them one big one this week. What do you reckon?
Do they deserve one big one?
Just give a rambling big old fucker.
We could just do, like I say, fill another 20 minutes of just fucking just voices, maybe.
We haven't done a low low yet. We haven't done, we haven't done Step to and Son.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. That was a big hit last week.
Arthur Fowler.
Oh, I am the grandmother from the bed. I have been here for 25 years. I'm still the British police officer that in the fucking cupboard. Who is this John Sweets? You are trying to cut into the bed with me, René.
I to have 40 wanks.
René, I bang the stick on the floor for 25 minutes.
Where's the monk?
Oh, Oscar. It's just flashing lights at the end of the bed. It's a pretty sermon.
You have been watching.
Oh,
I miss those days.
Oh, man.
What's he doing? Oh, fuck me.
It's great. That's filled up again. Another two and a half minutes.
Easy. They're paying for coffee, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, for me, it's just a way of just... I mean, yeah, if they're willing to pay for it, I'll do it. I do, you know, I do 3 hours a week. But so far, hasn't happened.
No.
Just yet.
Just give them less. But, that's what we should start doing. We just give them like one free one and then we'll charge them pricks for another one.
Yeah. There we go. There's a hot topic of debate. Are you a listener?
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know if people pay for this, I think less of them. I think.
I don't know if you remember.
I think lowly enough of them now, to be honest.
Well, there was talk a little while ago about us trying to raise, was it 1.5 million?
Yeah.
And what we were going to do is get a Naughty Boy scooter.
Yeah.
I was going to tie the string to your nipple and then drive off and rip one of the nipples off for 1.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, we could rebirth that idea, you know.
Yeah. They didn't go for it.
Went to a crowdfunder. No. Crowdfunder is that's the one really, isn't it? You know.
I could try it. Stick it on there.
Yeah, we'll do, you know, we'll do a normal podcast and we'll just do one of just the voices and the fart noises. No, absolutely. I mean, there's no context here now, but nothing. Absolutely yeah. Nothing.
No.
I think that's...
I like this new version where we drink all the way through it as well. It's quite good fun. So I don't get a chance to drink
these days. Beefs it up a bit, isn't it?
You know, I don't get a chance to drink these days.
Yeah. This is...
That's the beauty of it.
Beef it up a bit.
Yeah,
I'm having a can of Heineken.
Ooh.
If you're a listener and you're drinking at the moment, what are you having? I'm having Heineken.
Yeah, smash like a subscribe if you're having a drink. Or, or if you're not having a drink.
Yeah, there you go. Smash like and subscribe if you're having a drink, whether it's alcohol or soft drink.
Yeah.
Or if again, it will drive some content. Drive some content towards the social networks.
Yeah. I think I can do
should we mention them?
I'll do like an unboxing episode, I think, where I'll just open shit on the YouTube channel.
Perfect. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Get the LOLO box set.
Yeah.
Unbox that.
Yeah.
Then a film of yourself watching it, so you've got a reaction video of that.
Yeah, they're good though, isn't they? Reaction videos on YouTube.
Classic.
Brilliant.
Really good.
Brilliant, yeah.
Reese, are you still there, Reese?
Reese there.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Can we do a reaction video? We watch you saying prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are we going to do that now?
But I don't want to piss off, you know, any listeners. So could you do like a selection of different prayers from different faiths and then make your own
different religions and stuff
for that as well?
Yeah.
And then do like an
agnostic because that way it's not offending.
And an atheist one.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I'm just Googling multi-faith prayer.
There we go.
So you can get it all done in one.
Oh, there we are. Perfect.
I've had a brilliant idea for content.
What's that?
Really good idea for content. If we make the noise of the French grandmother in the bed with the fart noises, but it's not just me and Mike, it's Reese as well. So we could do that for 20, 30 seconds. You up for this?
Well, you like to do fart noises, Reese.
Yeah, I'm above average.
Should we try it now?
You want to
know? Okay. Go on, try
it. Your audition. Go on.
Okay. So let's go on. Okay.
Oh, God, it sounds like a shit is.
And then, can you do this? Oh, René, it is me, the grandmother. I have.
You want me to do that?
Yeah. Something like that, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, That was really good.
Thank you. You got the job.
After three, all three of us do it after three. You ready? One, two, three. Strong content there.
Right.
Really.
No, cheers, Reese.
No problem. Thanks, Reese. Thanks for doing that. Yeah.
If you need anything else, let me know.
All right, no problem. Before.
Thank you.
No problem. Nice one, love.
Good, really good producer there, Reese.
I've got an idea for another bit of content.
Go on, then.
Mike. Yeah. I'll ring you up. I'll try and sell you some.
I'm going to homeschool my kids like those sad pricks on fucking YouTube, I am. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Here we go. I'm just going to ring you. Hang on.
Just get another can of this. Hello. Hello.
I am Mike. It's Carl Zambadushi. You don't know me, but I got your number through a friend what's got a database of all call numbers and all that.
Yeah.
I'm just ringing
up. All right.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar, but I'm from the Zappaducci's. You know, we runs a tiling shop in town. We got a chain of fucking restaurants and all that. But we're just, what it is, Mike, we're branching out into unique staycation holidays after the fucking COVID situation. A lot of people are staying at home at the moment, but we got a series of fucking luxury developments around the UK, ranging from a fucking bath in fucking Hull, right through to a fucking shed in
Sounds smart as fuck, mate. Go on, yeah.
It's wicked, it is. So what we're doing, we're currently offering people for £3.60 a night, you get a chance to stay in our luxury family accommodation. It is with a fucking bath, and it's got a fucking bedroom, and it's got a fucking drawer, and all fucking bread, and all in a kitchen. So what we're doing, sir, Mr.
It's tidy as fuck, mate. Go on, yeah. Tidy, you know. Sorry, mate. Go on, yeah.
We're offering the opportunity for a free stay for you at the moment to stay in one of our luxury vacation villas. And if you just have the opportunity to leave a fucking polite response on the internet afterwards, if you're interested, we've got spaces there.
Yeah, I'm up for that, mate. What do you want me to say and all that? Like, you know what I mean?
All we got to do is we give you 3 weeks of free accommodation in our luxury bath, what's just outside the fucking, I'd be outside of Manchester, actually. And you fucking stays there for 3 weeks with your family, completely free of charge. In a fucking bath with your fucking family.
Yeah, fucking bath, like, you know, not a fucking bathroom, like, not bath the place, you mean a fucking bath, like...
A fucking wash tub it is, like, and we fucking push you in a wash tub, but a fair dues, it ain't plugged in or nothing, it's just in a field next to where a horse does all shits and all, but it's completely free, and if you likes it, all we ask is you leave a fucking review on our fucking page, and you give Zabadushi the benefit of the doubt that you won't die on fucking holiday.
All right, Kelly, if you're interested, that sounds fucking sick as fuck, mate, that sounds all right, mate, yeah.
I've done
one of them before, like, you know what I'm saying? Have you got a brother called Liam? Liam fucking Zabadushi.
You fucking knows. You don't know fucking Liam, do you? I have fucking Liam. Went to the fucking big house a couple of years ago.
Fucking, thought he went to the fucking over the fucking wall. Like, he done a fucking, like a cycling fucking holiday, didn't he? I don't know what
he was doing all them
things. Smart as fuck, me. I was on a fucking drifter. We went all over the fucking place, mate. Up the fucking M4, up the fucking M5, M6, all the fucking M's. It was fucking tidy as fuck.
Well, the fucking thing with Liam, like, is he's fucking, what he's got now, look, is a fucking Iron Horse Dirt Burner 2 BMX service. And if you give him £330, give you the fucking BMX for the whole day, he gets to take it out in the town, he teaches you wheelies in the morning.
He's fucking sick as fuck, mate, he is.
By the afternoon, you can go round town with a bunch of 14-year-olds and tell people to fuck off, and it's only £235 a day. If you're interested, I can send a number over, give him a call, we can link it up with a fucking hot bath holiday. You'll have a
fucking missus haven't fucking stopped going on about it, mate. She fucking loved it. I gave her a fucking backy down the M4, mate. She was fucking loving life. Believe.
Well, I fucking tell you what. If you like the sound of that, you'll fucking love my sister Lorraine. She's got a fucking makeup service at the moment. We're offering on all ladies from the ages of 13 to 79. Yes. And if you have got a wife of that age or below or above who's willing to spend £450 an hour, we can invite her round to the house. We put a load of makeup in a rubber tube, then Carl puts it up in the house and pass it all over him.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Cal. I'll probably stick to the fucking bikes like me because my missus got fucking sensitive skin and all that.
Fair dues. Like, I mean, I could understand you. Your missus don't want flecks of shit going on her face when she's putting makeup on. But it is a very good service. And if you keep it in mind, I'm quite sure we can sort something out. Anyway, as for the holidays, we'll book you in for next Thursday. We'll get you on the fucking BMX bike. And fingers crossed, nobody dies. You can leave a safe review and we can all be fucking laughing this time next year as I rake it in with my fucking holiday, mate.
Thanks, Carl.
No worries. I gotta go now, mate. I got a fucking problem with my inner thigh.
When I say in a fight, I mean anus. I can't get nothing out. It smells like a pet shop when they sell the dried pig ears down there. Class show today, my dude.
Yeah,
54 minutes in.
I'm a bit scared.
We're nearing it.
It's spooky for me. It's a bit too paranormal.
I know. We've gone nuts on the paranormal. I mean, as I said, paranormal as AF this week as well. Reese, how are we doing for time, Reese?
We're on the time there, Reese.
Yeah, you got like a little bit of time to do some paranormal stuff if you want.
The line is breaking up a bit. Could you say that again in the style of the? Could you say in the style of the French grandmother from Hello, Hello as she passes wind?
Oh, it's 5 minutes for paranormal. You have but 5 minutes left. How can you do anything at the moment? Given the terrible.
This fucking podcast is shit.
Oh god. Yeah.
This is good.
There we go.
But we better let it calm down a little bit for the night now.
Do you just want to do step two instead of paranormal?
Should we for the last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
We could do. Yeah, all right. I just have a bit of drink.
Oh, I'll sip of this a minute. That's nice, isn't it?
That's better.
Oh, God.
Much better.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Should we start with a theme tune to...
What do you want to do?
Or sound of the audience clapping.
Hang on.
Opening scene, living room.
I put my can down, I'll do a clap noise. Hang on.
Okay. Opening scene, living room, steptoes in the bath, legs up, rubber tube coming out the... Enter...
Wilfred Bramble.
Harold. Yeah.
Well, Bramble's in with his legs up, is he?
Bramble's in the bath. And then Harold...
What's Corbett doing?
Comes in. Door slammed. Oh, my God. What the hell have you done to that rubber tube, you horrible, dirty pervert? Oh, Errol, you've got to help me, Errol. I'm in a terrible fall. I was trying to change the light bulb, Errol. You wouldn't believe it when I fell over and I've got a big rubber tube on me and I've got a can of beans that's gone up me and I'm trying to swallow it alien. Oh, God.
You horrible bastard. You do I was saving those beans for dinner. You do I was, you fucking piece of scum. I was saving those beans for dinner and you put them up your bum with a fucking tube, you fucking slime.
Oh, Errol. Please, Alan. I didn't mean to do it. I just planted a nice hot bath and planted a nice tin of beans to go with it, Alan.
Oh, you make me sick. You finally eat my fucking beans.
Disgusting, dirty old man.
It's all the same if I left my computer on. I'd end up getting arrested for the things you left.
Adult, everybody knows you can't get arrested for looking at a zebra dick on the internet, Adult.
You dirty pervert. What did you think happened last week when the police came out? They arrested you for looking at that picture of a zonkey dick, you fucking horrible pervert.
Adult, please, Adult, I'm out on bail. If they catch me again, I'll go down for life. And I'm about 95 as it is. I'll let you suck one of my fingerless gloves, Adult. How about that?
Oh, dare you try to force me to suck your fingerless gloves?
Grown kitchen wear and other goods. Wick and haberdashery. Kitchenware and food going up. First floor, telephone, gents ready made suits. Shirts, socks, ties, underwears and shoes going up. Anyway. There we are.
Well, that's 15. Yeah, really sound, how long we got left now, Reese?
Well, you can kind of wrap it up if you want.
Sorry, you're breaking up a bit there. Could you just say that again in the start of the French grandmother from Hello, Hello?
Hello, hello. You can finish if you want. René, he said that we only have roughly a minute left in the game. I cannot get across the bed.
Marry the punk.
As the fowler and the breakman remain, is not the Christmas money.
Ground floor, perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. First floor, telephones, gents, ready-made suits, shirts, socks, ties, hats, underwear and shoes going up.
So we just fade it out there.
Well, just talking about what paranormal stuff do you want to talk about?
Oh, all right, very quickly before we end up. I was. Have you heard of Todd Morden in Yorkshire?
No. Can the listeners Google it? Can they Google that for themselves?
Yeah. Google that. Todd. Google Todd Morden, Yorkshire.
Oh, you spell
Todd
it?
Morden. It's a place. T-O-D-M-O-R-D-N. Todd Morden.
T-O-D-M-O-R-D-N. Place in Yorkshire.
Todd Morden. Yeah. Todd Morden.
You're missing a vowel there, aren't you?
Todd Morden. Todd Morden.
T-O-D-M-O-R-D-E-N.
Yeah. T-O-D-M-O-R-D-E-N.
And is that like paranormal stuff, is it?
Well, this is the crux of it. Well, I was in Todd Morden.
Just a yes or no?
Yeah, basically. Well, yeah.
Let them Google it and they can draw their own conclusions, can't
they? All right, wicked. There you go. Okay, Reese, I'd just like to hear you maybe say goodbye, tune in next week and follow Demon Seed Pod on Twitter, inside of the French grandmother. I think we're done.
Oh, hello. See you next time. And like the next time. On Twitter.
René, I cannot get out of the bed.
René, you fool.
Yeah.
René.
Also, if they want to
review the show, it helps.
Oh, yeah, well, just tell them straight for that bit. Listen, you fucking nuts.
Okay, yeah.
Just review the show.
Say it.
Yeah, because...
Just go on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, if you're on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's if you're on 40. Well, I think it only works to get to... Oh, fuck it. Just write... If you're not on Apple Podcasts, write down a review on a bit of paper, take a photograph, put it on Twitter, show us that. That'll do. Fuck it.
That'll do.
Get it off. Turn it off. I want to go and do something else now.
Yeah. Don't believe me.
Yeah.
Good. Cool.
Press stop.
Goodbye.
The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.